absolute philosopher. Nothing is impossible if you think it is possible. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, and many other wonderful things. Here we are on the eve of Christmas, and what sort of thoughts are going through our head? Nothing is impossible if you think it is possible. It's so interesting that we consider the story of Jesus, we consider the birth of Jesus, the Immaculate Conception, and we think, well now, golly Moses, that just can't be. And we have all sorts of ideas that tell us it's not so. And then we look at the Buddha, and we look at other religious leaders who have come down through history and are monumental to their people. And they too were born on a lotus blossom or in some other strange and wonderful way. And we think, why is that there? Why is that reason? Now, when a father has two sons, and the two sons argue about something unimportant, the father knows that the sons are arguing about something that's unimportant. And when the sons do not argue about that which is important, then the father really doesn't care that they argue about something which is not important. The teachings of Buddha, the teachings of Lao Tse, the teachings of other great religious leaders are all very significant. And the manner in which they came into life, the manner in which they brought forth their teachings, these are insignificant. If you will look at the teachings of Christianity from the very beginning, I don't believe anyone has ever really argued over the significance of the teaching. No one really argued over the significance of the beneficial living that Jesus taught to humanity. It was not something new. It was something that had been known for a long time. And of himself, he never brought in any of this Immaculate Conception or any of these other things, but that was brought in as something to argue about. And because when people can argue about something that really is unimportant and live the teachings, then the world is blessed. Now, down through history, down through all of mankind, getting people to cooperate one with the other has been the most difficult thing under the sun. And so, if we can have them argue about something unimportant, that's beautiful, as long as the important things are kept really basic and standard. Now, think about how all these years have gone by, and how all of these people throughout all these years have laid upon the teachings of Jesus, have believed in it, not so much the resurrection, not so much the idea that the teachings are something that is going to change the world, but that the teachings are going to change the individual's life. And they do that. They do that very well. Because as the individual lives the teachings that Jesus taught, as Muhammad taught, as the Buddha taught, as all the other great religious leaders have taught, their lives are much more beautiful and much more gentle and cooperative with one another. Now we say nothing is impossible if you think it possible. In the recent story of Newsweek magazine, one of the recurrent themes that was coming through the story was the idea that perhaps it was the imagination. Perhaps it was just somebody's creative thought of the birth, somebody's creative ideas of these things and got people thinking on it. And why would they do that? Why would they do that? Well, what they were trying to do was to show that this teacher was a little different than others. The Buddha and the others were born in unusual ways. It showed that they were a little different than the others. While in truth, there is no difference. There is no difference at all, because they came through in human form to teach us human living techniques. Now, if we really look at the teachings of Jesus, how much in there do we find is divine? If by divine we mean something beyond our comprehension, something beyond our ability to think is possible, well, nothing, really. Jesus taught that within each one of us is the Father, within each one of us is the allness, within each one of us is everything that exists, within each one of us is the oneness, that we are all one. And these are teachings that have been taught by every philosophical system since the beginning of time, because that is the information that dwells within each individual. That is what is in our information bank. And it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting. Nothing is impossible if you think it is possible. What is it that a scientist is? A scientist is an irrationalist. A scientist is one who does not believe in reason. If a scientist believed in reason and rationality, he would not do the things he does. He tries to prove or disprove something, and in the process of proving or disproving, he proves other things. And he brings out information that had not been known before. Now, we are not going to dwell on this very long, but scientists today say that you can clone another human being. And that, in effect, is doing what God is doing from some of our points of view. Now, why is the church so adamantly against cloning another human being? Because they're against having any God other than the God that they know. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And if man, in his chemical, in his scientific laboratory, can clone a human being, then he can in fact be God. Well, you see, as religion backs away from being afraid of itself, as it backs away from being afraid that God is all, in all, through all, as all, as Jesus and all the other great leaders taught, then, truly, there is nothing impossible. There is nothing that is beyond our ability, because once we start thinking about something, the method of achieving that, the method of bringing that out, takes place in our life. Now, when are we going to begin really looking into this and really beginning to be sincere in what we believe who we are? Well, it will probably never happen, because we will conjure up some other impossibility that will say that it cannot be. And then we'll work that out. And in the process of working that out, we'll conjure up some other impossibility. We love that. We love the impossibilities. We love saying to a child, "You cannot do that!" And then the child goes out and does it. And the mother says, "I told you, you can't do that!" "But Mom, I did it." And you see, this is the magic of the impossibility. It just needs something to spur it on into bringing it forth as a possible thing. What we're saying is that the teachings of philosophy, the teachings of religion, the teachings of great teachers, secular and sacred, it doesn't matter. They all teach the same thing. They all teach that we are here on earth for one thing only. We're not going to change divinity. We're not going to change reality. We're not going to change anything, but we're here for one reason, and that's to be ourselves and have fun. And how are you and I, as mankind, going to be ourselves and have fun if we say no to ourselves all the time, that things are impossible? I'm not saying that we should do things that are inharmonious with societal activity. I am saying, though, that we should create ourself untouched by the world, one-pointed, not possessed by anything, no judgment about anything. Wow! And live in this unconditional love that is our reality. Now, we have this Rex, our baby dog here. He just passed his first year. And he comes up to my knee in height as standing up. And he comes up to my head and over when he's standing on my shoulders with his paws up there. And he finds joy in life. If nobody will play with him, he'll go outside and he'll find a stick. He'll bring it in here. He'll throw the stick in the air. It lands up on the Christmas tree. We have to get it down. He throws the stick up in the air. It lands up on the counters and so forth. And he just has a ball. But what's he doing? He is just enjoying everything and thoroughly being himself. Now, whatever we say to him is impossible is not impossible, because he is just enjoying being himself and having fun. Now, maybe if we could become like a puppy dog, if we could become like our pet and just be ourselves and have fun and realize that everything in our life is for us to investigate, like children taking clocks apart and things like that. Everything in our life is to investigate and have fun. We too will come to the realization that there is nothing impossible. And the greatest and most wonderful possible thing is peace on earth right now, first in us and then in all the world. Think about these things. Nothing's impossible if you think it is possible. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, and I fill you with my blessings of joy and peace and harmony, and I care. I love you. I love you. I love you.